Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Zainul Abidin, the fourth Imam. And this hadith is about the love that God has for his servants. Specifically, it refers to the people who God loves and answers us and informs us about who God loves. You know, in the Holy Quran, there are many verses which allude to a number of groups of people whom God describes as loving, or who are beloved, who are described as being beloved by God and being loved by God. Before we begin and looking at the hadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, let's look at some of these verses of the Holy Quran. God Almighty says, "Indeed, God loves the virtuous. Inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsinin." He also says, "Indeed, Allah loves the penitent, and He loves those who keep clean. Inna Allaha yuhibbut tawwabin wa yuhibbul mutatahhirin." Those who repent and those who are pure and clean. Also, God says, "Yes, whoever fulfills his commitments and is wary of God, God indeed loves the God-wary. He loves the pious." In another verse, God Almighty says, "Wallahu yuhibbus sabirin." Allah loves the steadfast and the patient. In a fifth verse, God Almighty says, "Inna Allaha yuhibbul mutawakkilin." Allah loves those who trust in Him. And in a verse of the Holy Quran, God says, "Inna Allaha yuhibbul muqsitin." God loves the just. Finally, Allah says, "Allah loves those who fight in His way in ranks as if they were a compact structure." Right? So these are some of the verses of the Holy Quran which allude to the qualities which God loves and which, if adopted, lead to the person becoming beloved by God. So, but these are not exhaustive, meaning there's also other instances of groups of people being beloved by God and being loved by God. One of those is mentioned in this hadith and this tradition from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, "Indeed, Allah loves every sorrowful heart. Inna Allaha yuhibbu kulla qalbin hazin." He loves every sad heart, every sorrowful heart. "And loves every grateful servant." Wa yuhibbu kulla abdin shakur. So thankfulness and having a sorrowful heart, these are loved by God, and God loves the person who has these qualities. Of course, here sorrow doesn't mean sorrow for the world. It probably refers to sorrow for example, one's sins, or sorrow for the sake of God. Not simply sorrow upon losing something from the world or for some worldly excuse. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at those who are loved by God in the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد